It's Thursday, November 9th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. ConnectWise's IT Nation announcements, Sidekick, UMM, and more. Comet Backup partners with Wasabi, Acronis launches MSP Academy, and SaaS Alerts goes mobile for real-time security. And self-perception, AI disruptions to business models, and leading like Lasso. This is the Business of Tech. This year, so many good ideas were turned away from large events, and thus Rejection Con was born. Every talk was rejected at some point, and these have been chosen for resurrection by you. This is the community hard at work. Rejection Con promises to showcase some of the best never-before-heard content in the MSP-verse. From household name speakers to incredible first-timers, get ready for an action-packed week full of collaboration, fun, discussion, and shenanigans. And every registration dollar is going to the Rural Tech Fund, a charity for student development. Rejection Con, December 12th through 14th. Visit rejectioncon.com and I'll see you there. MSP Radio is proud to be a sponsor. I'm attending IT Nation today and tomorrow, and ConnectWise made some announcements for today. ConnectWise has announced the move from remote monitoring and management, RMM, to Unified Monitoring and Management, UMM. The name change reflects focus areas, including network, cloud, and backup monitoring, intending to show ConnectWise's commitment to surpass traditional RMM capabilities. ConnectWise UMM offers a comprehensive solution for backup monitoring and service level management, providing a holistic view of backups and enabling efficient monitoring of critical aspects. ConnectWise has also announced enhancements to its Business Management Solutions, or BMS, prioritized based on partner feedback. The updates aim to modernize and streamline project management, procurement, and sales processes. A reimagined user experience includes features such as a modernized Gantt and Kanban view, real-time Microsoft 365 user data syncing, and improved quoting and payment capabilities. ConnectWise also updated its IASO platform, showcasing robotic process automation, which aims to simplify software robots' creation, deployment, and management. The platform provides a unified user interface, process automation, and easy access management. And finally, ConnectWise has announced ConnectWise Sidekick, an AI companion designed to enhance problem resolution, automate complex tasks, and increase efficiency. Leveraging natural language prompts, ConnectWise Sidekick can generate PowerShell scripts, categorize tickets, provide resolutions, and automate responses. It's designed to streamline ticket management, improve service ticket resolution time, and enhance customer experiences. ConnectWise Sidekick is available now across business management solutions and unified monitoring and management product lines. Why do we care? So I'm on site specifically to answer more of this question. Look for a bit more coverage next week. I'm skeptical of a name change from RMM to UMM. ConnectWise has tried for years to get the industry to accept technology solution providers, or TSP. And here's another one, Sisyphus pushing their rock up a hill. There are two things to care about here. First, robotic process automation. This is a natural fit for their product lines and aligns with the broader industry trend of incorporating automation to enhance service delivery and operational efficiency. Second, you knew I'd be intrigued by AI. Sidekick, both in name and feature lists, aligns with Microsoft and their Copilot approach. More to come. I will lean into some product announcements today because there's a number this week. This is unsurprising due to IT Nation as part of the schedule. Comet Backup has expanded its partnership with Wasabi Technologies, integrating Wasabi's hot cloud storage into its software to provide an all-in-one backup solution for IT providers and teams. With built-in monitoring and reporting features, Comet Backup allows IT professionals to manage backup data for multiple clients through a single interface. Acronis has launched MSP Academy, an educational program that covers business operations, technology, sales, and marketing. Acronis partners, who underwent similar training and certification in 2022, saw a significant increase in revenue and a reduction in support incidents. MSP Academy offers a customized education experience with a curriculum covering all aspects of managing an MSP business. Acronis plans to deliver hybrid boot camps, launch new training options, and collaborate with cloud distributors to provide an immersive learning experience for MSPs worldwide. And SaaS Alerts has launched its mobile app, providing managed services providers with a simplified and real-time way to review and respond to security alerts. The app offers instant notifications, an effortless review and approval process, comprehensive real-time alerts, and enhanced accessibility. It aims to strengthen account security monitoring and enable swift response to potential compromises. The mobile app is available for both iOS and Android devices. Why do we care? I can envision a particular hellscape with security alerts right to engineers' phones. However, the product does offer the remote work flexibility I'm also looking for. I included the Acronis program to highlight that deliberate investment in training and certification drives revenue and reduced tickets. And that's why you care. A couple of bonus weekend big ideas. Marnie Stockman and Nick Conlaggio released their book, Lead Like Lasso. Lead It Like Lasso is a leadership book inspired by the popular show Ted Lasso. It offers tools and lessons that can be applied in various settings, including the boardroom, locker room, and living room. The book emphasizes core values, vision, effective communication, and creating a personal operating system. It provides practical advice and inspiration for immediate action. I want to point you at Implications, which in issue 11 explores the potential impact of AI on business models, the evolving landscape of creativity and marketing in the age of AI, and includes some thought-provoking data. It discusses how specific business models may be disrupted by AI optimization, the need for new pricing models in time-based industries, the diminishing influence of brand and marketing in purchase decisions as influenced by AI agents, the future of entertainment creation, and the role of AI in driving creative meritocracy. It also reflects on recent AI launches in the creative world, emphasizing the convergence of creativity and marketing, the importance of macro marketing and agile marketing, and the significance of granular controls in AI models. And I also wanted to point you to some Harvard Business Review research about how you come across on Zoom. In a hybrid work environment where interactions can occur over video conference or in person, a study explored whether meeting virtually or face-to-face is better for making a good impression and understanding how colleagues perceive you. The research found that people are equally accurate in assessing their first impression on Zoom as they are in person. Additionally, knowing how you come across on Zoom is equally socially beneficial as in person. Zoom may boost self-awareness for socially anxious individuals, while more secure individuals may feel self-conscious. Overall, the decision to meet on Zoom or in person depends on individual comfort and anxiety levels, with Zoom offering an equal opportunity to manage impressions effectively. Why do we care? I'm always a little skeptical of changing business model storylines. I acknowledge the disruption in how businesses operate, and this was a fascinating read. I also believe in proper use of the technology more than implementation, and it's that that's the key to success, both in AI and remote work. Congratulations to Marnie and Nick on the book release. A good one to consider for your reading list. I'm teaching my first class over 5 weeks, starting on January 9th, 2024, Build Skills to Transform Your Business. Week one teaches you how to forecast tech trends for a competitive edge. Week two sharpens your decision-making in tech adoption. And in week three, we master the financial metrics like ROI and TCO to ensure your investments pay off. Week four is all about compliance and risk management. And week five lets you piece it all together to create strategic roadmaps for your business. Designed for both seasoned pros and those aspiring to break into the field, join me for this five-week class. Link in the show notes to find out more. Thanks for listening. It's National Fried Chicken Sandwich Day, so we'll enjoy one of those. I want to thank several vendors who offered news under embargo. It makes covering this stuff a little bit easier, and I do honor embargoes for any vendors that are listening and want to supply press releases in that form. Want to take my class in January, Navigating Emerging Technologies for MSPs, and link is in the show notes. There's no show tomorrow as I cover IT Nation, and there will be a bonus episode this weekend as we dive a little bit more into AI and HR. I will talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button and follow or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.